Welcome, creative souls, to the Adult Bedtime Stories for the Creative Soul podcast. I am your host, Kamani, aka the Adult Storyteller, creator of this lovely podcast, author of Shea Butter Rocks, Play Hardball, Plan Like You Mean It, and the upcoming novel, The Shogun. If you're new here, welcome as well. I'm glad to have you. And in honor of this Valentine's Day month, I want to continue the love theme with an oldie but goodie. This story will grab you, suck you in, and give you chills. So as always, grab your favorite drink. Don't forget to tell a friend. Snuggle in your comfy blanket. And let's enjoy the show. Let's dig in to what you knew. My steps became louder and louder as I paced the floor. My heels left a clicking sound that enveloped the mystery of the moment. I stopped and looked out the window across the driveway. He was late. I rarely noticed the time when we were talking, but today I felt annoyed. I smoothed over my dress and stopped at the mirror. I smiled, but suddenly stopped and stared blankly. What if he thinks I'm hideous? A tear began to fall. I sat down on the plushy pillow chair that I love to relax in. He and I have been online dating for over a year. I was introduced by a former coworker who thought I was so alone. He would always tell me as he passed by my cubby, "Shari, you are the cutest thing here. I just can't imagine or understand why you're single." His eyes wide and full of misbelief. I loved Rod. He was the closest brother to me than any of my actual brothers. He was there when I had my surgery and was there for every birthday gathering I had while working there. "You're silly, but you know I'm working hard here and in school. I can't afford a one-off relationship." Rod looked at me blankly. "You know, the ones that work well, but one day they don't, no real reason, but you end up single yet again." I turned around to respond to an email. Rod walked around my desk and gave me a long hug and a quick kiss on the cheek. "One day, you will find the one. You know what? I actually have someone who I think you should meet. They are amazing, just like you. They don't live here, though. But you guys would be great together." Are you a fellow podcaster? Are you a writer or author? Do you enjoy the creation process but lack the ability to stay organized with your thoughts? Are you a professional that is desperately seeking a way to increase your productivity? Play Hardball, Plan Like You Mean It is the ultimate guide to help you plan, perfect, and master your time. Get productive in 2024 and start your productivity journey today.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
And now look. It's been an over 13 months of emails, texts, and phone calls. He wished me happy birthday with a key card to one of the nicest hotels I'd ever been to, a check to pay off my student loans, and a box of white chocolate kisses. Almost every week, we were doing chat sessions and email sessions to the point my love cup was flowing over. I barely had time to spend with Rod or any of my closest friends, but I'm happy for that time away. Misty meowed and rubbed my leg. She was always there when I was frustrated or plagued with anxiety. I picked her up and blew a kiss to her face. She wiggled out of my arms and found her way to her favorite seat. I usually pushed her to sit on her seat, but today I was so nervous I couldn't think straight. Finally, the doorbell rang, and I tripped over my heels, attempting to straighten my dress. I took one last look at my hair and red rouge upon my pouty lips. Wish me luck, Misty. As I opened the door, I thought about how I'd smile and hug him with such love he'd melt away. I'd tell him I loved him for the first time and was glad that he flew over 200 miles to see me, or how I had matching lingerie in his favorite colors, waiting for the night to end. But what I saw made my blood freeze. What I saw took away any thoughts of love. What I saw was the end of life that I knew, and all for love. As a hand in black gloves grabbed me closely and closed the door, I began to cry. His voice was so quiet as he put his hand behind my back. He ushered me to the car and pushed his lips upon mine with such a scary and satisfying force. I found my voice and whispered, "Rob, why?" He smiled as he put a black rag over my eyes and tied my hands as well. I tried to fight him, but he spoke to me softly in my ears. "This is what you've always wanted. Trust me, you'll love me for it."
Sundry moved closer to Talora. "Your father's dagger can give the power to disappear and reappear as you please. I don't just want the dagger. I want to get one of the jewels hidden under the waters. They would not be able to see me, and I would be gone before sunset." "Come on, you've never wanted to hold the dagger?" Talora backed up closer toward the door. "You'll never get anywhere here without my help, Talora. Get on the list. Go to TASTORYTELLER.com, and that's TASTORYTELLER.com, and sign up for early release jewels, behind the scenes info, and more. See you there.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you like what you heard and you want to continue experiencing adult bedtime stories for the Creative Soul Podcast, please consider becoming a supporter today. Supporting the podcast is easy. You can choose to give a one-time donation through Buy Me a Coffee. If you're listening on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, you can give us a 5-star review. I definitely appreciate it. And or you can become a monthly subscriber through Patreon. With this subscription, you'll receive behind-the-scenes clips, access to listening first parties, and more. If you're listening on Spotify, there is a question, and it will say, "What did you think about the episode?" Please let me know what you think. All links will be provided in the show notes. Also, take a look at the different tiers on Patreon. There's definitely a tier for you. If you're a small business owner and you'd like to scale, we have a tier for you as well. Our new merch is fresh off the block. Our I Listen to Adult Bedtime Story t-shirts are available now. The link will also be in the show notes. I also have a special request from our creative souls. Take a look at the GoFundMe request that will be included in the show notes. Share with a friend, you guys. Share to a friend so you can help save a friend. And thank you for tuning in to the Adult Listening Party, where we experience engaging short story samples, spicy poems, and inspiration. Your imagination depends on it. Good night, my creative souls. I'll see you next time.